Another week, another show. This is Press Start on KCPR San Luis Obispo 91.3 FM. My name is Justin. And this is, for the next hour, all things gaming. This is Press Start, your weekly look at games and the video game industry. Broadcasting live from the KCPR studios in San Luis Obispo on the Cal Poly campus. Be here till the next hour. This is a huge week this week. This is arguably one of the most important 10-day spans for the video game industry ever in the history of gaming, of video games themselves. Because in the next 10 days, we are going to see the release of not only the PlayStation 3 and not only the Nintendo Wii, but this week, and we'll be talking about this later in the show, this week the Xbox 360 lineup kicks into high gear. Guitar Hero 2 is out today, and so is Gears of War, that highly anticipated shooter from Epic Games. And we will be talking a lot about those two things today on the show. Dave Hampton will be joining me shortly this morning. And we'll get into all of that. In addition, there's a lot of news to get to. Specifically, a lot of stuff about films and games. For example, Peter Jackson and Microsoft announced that the Halo film is... pre-production on it is going to be halted. Why? We'll let you know a little bit later on today. And some interesting news about Team Ninja Head Tomonobu Itagaki, who you may know as the creator of the Dead or Alive franchise. He's in a bit of legal trouble over in Japan. And speaking of legal trouble, Stefan Eriksson, you know, the former Gizmondo executive, his trial started last week and promptly ended the very next day. And so we'll be talking about that too as well, what happened in his trial. Just because it's interesting and, you know. Of course, you gotta love the ties to organized crime and all of that, so maybe that's coming into play here. Who knows? Who knows why his trial ended in a mistrial? In any case, as I said, huge week for games. We'll be covering it. We'll be all over it. And also, I've got some extra thoughts on Final Fantasy XII now that I've managed to get into the heart of the game. I have played a lot this last week, and I've got some finishing thoughts on what we did last week. As always, you can email the show. Don't be afraid. The email address... PressStartKCPR@gmail.com. PressStartKCPR@gmail.com. Anything you want to talk about, anything you want to say, go ahead and shoot us an email. Open 24/7 during the show and during the week. And also, should remind everyone that if you want to download the show, we do podcast, and you can get that at the website PressStart.thefighting.org. And leave your comments, too, if you've got anything particular to say. PressStart.thefighting.org. You can subscribe to the show and have it all download automatically. When we come back, Dave Hampton and I will talk about the week's news and some interesting things that happened. We didn't get around to it last week because there was... a lot to say about Final Fantasy XII. So we're going to do some catch-up this week, but it's all going to be very interesting. So stick around for that. In the meantime, here's a new, brand new Final Fantasy X remix from Pixie Trix, T.O., and Tepid. Thank you. You are listening to Press Start on KCPR, San Luis Obispo 91.3 FM. That was a brand new remix called Via, V-I-A. It was by Pixie Trix, T.O., and Tepid, like I said. And whenever Pixie Trix gets together with T.O., that's always a good sign. Just walking in the door, look who's arrived. With the greatest hairstyle I've ever seen anyone show up to a radio show with. How's it going, Dave?
Not too bad. How are you?
I'm good. So, I understand you've been busy with the pick and stringed instruments this week.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, for those of you who haven't been paying attention to release dates, Guitar Hero 2 finally came out yesterday. Despite all of my best efforts to get Best Buy to give me one before the release date, I had to wait, just like everybody else.
But you didn't have to wait so long that you missed Wednesday. And today, of course, you're going to be talking about Guitar Hero 2.
Oh, of course.
Of course. I misspoke a little earlier, and I was talking about 360 releases, and I thought that the 360 version of Guitar Hero 2 was out, but it's not. It's PS2 version.
That's right.
That's
the 360
right.
version hasn't been
right.
hasn't been given a release date yet that
right.
I know of.
Right. That was my mistake, so I apologize to everyone out there who's like, oh my god! And they're like rushing out to get it. The PS2 version is out, so...
The 360 version, I bet we can see probably middle of 2007 is my guess. A Red Octane rep some time ago, and we reported on this, I believe, said that by the end of 2007, they will have 6 versions of the game out, and they mentioned game 1, game number 2, at least 2 genre-specific collections, and then I guess the 360 version is the last. So there you go.
That's a lot of guitaring.
That is a lot of guitar.
I just turned the word guitar into a verb.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Okay. I verbed it.
Yes.
Yes.
You verbed verb.
So I would be correct in assuming that you've been playing that game quite a bit since you got your hands on it.
Pretty much. I only got to throw 2 or 3 hours into it yesterday. Actually, more like 2, I think. Yeah, 2. Because I had a lot of homework, and I try to be a good student.
Homework, schmomework.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to graduate. But you know when you go out, remember when you were a kid, if you played games back then, and you'd get a new game, and it was like, all you wanted to do.
Yes.
You can't wait until you come home from school.
I felt that way last week when I had FF12.
I honestly don't get that feeling too much anymore. I've purchased so many games, so many small games. I have this pile of games I haven't finished. When I get a new game, I've trained my willpower to the point where I'd be like, okay, cool. I'll play that when my work's done. I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, you're becoming an adult. What is this?
I know, serious.
You've lost, Christmas, it doesn't hold any magic for me anymore.
Hey, Christmas. I love Christmas. What are you talking about?
Well, but for me, it's not like it was when I was a kid. So now it's when I get a new game. It's like, the shiny plastic wrapper and pulling it off and smelling that
industrial
plastic.
Oh, see, I still love that.
Plastic
this
smell.
Is the sort of thing where you've played it a little bit and you just want to get home from school so you can play it again.
Yeah.
It's been a while since I've felt that way with a game, but Guitar Hero has that pull on me now.
Uh-oh.
So
let's hope that your friends don't file for a missing person thing with the police.
Oh, no, they'll be playing it with me. This game has multiplayer.
Yeah, on that note, this is just kind of random. I back when Legend of Zelda: Ocarina of Time came out for the N64, I think the day after I got it, I faked sick to stay home from school and play it all day. That was a good day.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, nice. Hopefully my parents aren't listening, but even if they were, they couldn't do anything.
Wait, yeah, doesn't your dad listen to this show?
No, maybe. Who knows?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
My parents don't listen, unfortunately. They listened once.
Well, if they're listening again, hello, Mr. and Mrs. Dave.
Yeah, no, they don't. They hate it when I talk about video games. All right. Well, can't win them all.
As I mentioned at the beginning of the show, Guitar Hero 2, huge release. This is, I think, arguably, the next 10 days are the most important 10 days in the history of the industry. One of the most important span.
Well, it's the best time of year. This is when everything starts coming out.
Oh, yes.
You get all your big releases, all your pre-Christmas stuff, everyone who wants to get everything on the shelves, establish a presence so that when the, what are they calling that day now after Thanksgiving?
Pre-Christmas sale, yeah, post-Thanksgiving
Black Friday
sale?
Or something like that.
Yeah, Black Friday, yeah.
So when Friday hits, they want everybody to know what it is they want to go buy.
Yeah. On their turkey tryptophan hangovers the next morning.
Mm-hmm. My friends and I were talking about this the other day, that, all this pre-order mania, pre-orders are selling more than games themselves are when they hit the shelves. And I think it's the internet's fault. We're all looking forward to the Wii. We're going to get it the day it comes out. It used to be, oh, hey, look, Nintendo put out the new Zelda game, whatever. Sweet, let's go buy it. But we wouldn't know exactly when.
Yeah, the mystery.
It's like
Sega back at E3 1995 or whatever it was, where they were like, the Sega Saturn was coming out in the fall, and E3 was in May, and then Sega's like, hey, after our press conference, the Sega Saturn is in stores.
And oh, that's right. I remember about
that. Surprise release, yeah. Not too many companies do that anymore, the surprise release thing, you know?
It's more advantageous to build up hype. Or Microsoft, I almost called them Nintendo. I'm sorry. You made both your systems white. I couldn't figure it out. So, when Microsoft made the 360, it was hype. All of a sudden, there's a shortage. I mean, what better way to establish yourself as a brand than to say you cannot possibly create enough to meet demand?
Yeah, and the PS3 is going
to
be 10 times worse in that regard, which is unfortunate. Yeah. But
well,
number of
units is less. I don't know. I think number of sales might be less, too.
Well, possibly. But they're going to sell out.
Oh, I'm sure they'll sell out one way or another.
Speaking of Microsoft and the Xbox 360, so today, Gears of War...
That's right.
Gears of War.
What do they call that? Emergence Day?
Emergence Day. And Epic Games, this game is unbelievable. You remember, I ranted about it back in May when E3 was over and I had a chance to play the multiplayer demo.
It was more of a rave, I think.
Yeah, it was. Okay, we'll call it a rave.
A happy rant.
Yeah. And so it's finally out. It is here. They got a collector's edition that comes in like this cool tin box or whatever. The game is utterly amazing, but check this out. Gears of War has been reviewed by pretty much every major gaming publication, website, what have you.
Oh, it's the big one this time.
Check out these scores, okay? We'll start from the bottom and go up. Eurogamer, 8 out of 10. Yahoo Games, 4.5 out of 5. Computer and Video Games UK, which is a British publication, 9 out of 10. Official Xbox Magazine from Britain, 9 out of 10. IGN, 9.4 out of 10. GamePro, 4.75 out of 5. Game Informer, 9.5 out of 10. Team Xbox gave it a 9, and GameSpot gave it a 9.6 out of 10. 1UP.com, 10 out of 10. GameSpy, 5 out of 5. Play Magazine, 10 out of 10.
So everyone's willing to bet their reviewers' reputations on this game being really good.
Oh, I have never seen a game get perfect so consistently across all media outlets
this. Yeah, that's
unbelievable.
Impressive.
So, next week...
I guess it's a fun game.
I guess. Hey, next week, hopefully, we will have some hands-on impressions for you.
Yeah, we will.
For Gears of War. And it's going to... Look forward to that, because we're going to put some serious time in, you and I, to getting to the bottom of this whole Gears of War thing and making sure that it deserves a 10 out of 10, which, you know, I'm pretty much inclined to say that it probably is based on what I've played, but you haven't ever, played it, so.
No, I haven't. This I haven't be... seen a demo or yeah. I haven't really watched any videos or anything. I watched one video, and it looked good. So all you had to tell me was Cliff Bleszinski was making a new game, and I figured I'd like it.
Yeah. So this will be fun. And next week on the show, we'll have total breakdown of Gears of War. And tune in next week for that, because Gears of War, huge release.
Yeah, anything you guys want us to look into about it, send us an email.
PressStartKCPR@gmail.com.
I understand this game is going to feature a lot of co-op. Like, it was actually designed for co-op.
Oh, yes.
My roommates and I love co-op games. Like, we have been lamenting that there are no really good co-op games that come out with any frequency.
Co-op games are great. And the other thing I think is cool is that the multiplayer is very team-oriented. It's very, when you play multiplayer, you've really got to work in, you can't, run and gun individually. You got to work in, squadrons with your teammates.
Fun.
Yeah, it's really cool.
I don't play that sort of thing so much, but I like going through single-player campaigns with a friend.
That's fun, too, yeah. The co-op genre is a genre that needs to make a resurgence, I think.
We should do a special on co-op games sometime.
That'd be fun.
I've got a few.
We could do that.
To talk about.
Because this is a co-op show,
That's true, actually.
So it's a good segue. All right, let's get to the news. So the ESRB, the Entertainment Software Ratings Board, in charge of rating games, you know
every
what they
story
do.
That begins with them is oh no.
This one's actually good. This one's
good.
A positive.
Okay.
They've rated some brand new Nintendo Virtual Console games that have not been announced by Nintendo yet.
Oh.
So here's what you have to look forward to when the Wii drops at some point in the near future. For the Virtual Console, for the NES. Duck Hunt?
Yes.
Hogan's Alley?
Heck yes.
Kid Icarus?
Woo!
Kirby's Adventure?
Also good.
Pro Wrestling?
Mm-hmm.
Punch-Out? Wild Gunman? And for the Super Nintendo, Pilot Wings? Those have all been rated by the ESRB, which leads me to believe that they are going to be available for the Virtual Console sometime very shortly.
Those are good games. I've never played Wild Gunman and Pro Wrestling, but the rest of those are fantastic. Hogan's Alley is probably my favorite light gun game. For anybody who plays a lot of gun games.
High praise.
Yeah.
I like gun games. Also, I think I've talked about that on here before. It's that game is best played slightly under the influence.
What, Hogan's Alley?
It just scores improve. It's every time.
You should do a scientific
study. Every time I try
study.
It, my score is like on average something like a third higher.
That's very interesting. That's very interesting. We should do a scientific study on that and see, like, why this is.
We may just. We'll save that for the post-show.
We'll contribute to the body of science.
Yes.
Through old NES games.
Just publish this.
Speaking of the Nintendo Wii, Disney's own game division, which is Buena Vista Games, BVG for short, they've opened a new development studio in Salt Lake City, Utah. It's called Fall Line Studios, and they will be focusing on making games specifically for the Nintendo Wii and Nintendo DS.
Oh, cool.
They're going to be, I believe, let's see, where's the quote here? They're going to focus on making games based on Disney's characters, television shows, and entertainment franchises, as well as creating new intellectual property.
See, I think that's cool. I actually happen to like Disney. Most gamers don't really think too much of them, but I enjoy their properties. I enjoy their characters, and I think it's great that they're putting a studio out there and saying, hey, let's just make Wii and DS games, because then, you know, they're not porting stuff from other platforms. They're going to make games that are, you know, original and do well with that platform. Like GoldenEye, we were talking about this last week. That game outsold the movie 100 times. It was a wonderful, you know, sure, it was somebody else's intellectual property. It was, you know, based off of some franchise, but it was this entertaining original game that took the platform it was on and, you know, showed people what could be done with it.
Yeah.
So I think this is great.
And the other cool thing, too, that you may not know, quick tidbit of information.
Oh, yeah?
BVG also has the publishing rights to Lumines now. So Lumines 2, which recently came out for the PlayStation Portable, the sequel to Lumines, that was published by BVG. And
really?
Lumines Plus, which comes out in January for the PlayStation 2, that's published by BVG.
So wait, Lumines is a Disney game?
Well, they got the rights to it.
Oh, BVG. I see.
And,
sure, sure, sure.
And of course, Meteo's Disney Edition.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be BVG published. So Mizuguchi and Q Entertainment have a nice little relationship with Disney there.
Yeah, they do.
So
the new Meteos is looking neat.
Yeah, it's cool now, too, because this Disney version of Meteos, people were kind of upset. Like, oh, it's Disney. This is going to suck. But what they're doing, they've actually changed pretty much a lot of the gameplay mechanisms. Now, instead of holding the DS normally, you have to hold it like a book. So it opens
and closes.
Yeah, just
like Brain Age.
Yeah, like Brain Age. And the other cool, and the blocks fill up on the touchscreen, and you can, you know, you still got to lift them off and stuff. But now you can move blocks horizontally instead of just vertically now. So that's pretty cool.
That'll stop people from just waving the stylus all over the screen.
Yeah, and it opens up brand new strategies for the game, too, mm-hmm. which is really cool. So if you can get past the Disney exterior, I think it'd be a really good game. I mean, they've got some cool gameplay.
You know,
enjoy
the Disney exterior.
Oh, yeah.
There's,
I mean, yeah.
That's actually, I would think the game would be a little bit easier just with the extra control. It's kind of hard to say.
Possibly,
but actually, see, that gets into something I'll talk about when I do the Guitar Hero stuff.
But see, well, okay, we'll get to that. But the other thing, too, is that the screen now, since you're holding the DS sideways, it's taller and mm-hmm. squatter.
That's
so now
neat.
You have farther to go to get them off the screen.
Mm-hmm.
So who knows? Maybe it balances, maybe it doesn't.
Oh, I'm sure they'll do something good with it. Q Entertainment has a great track record.
So apparently, remember Uwe Boll? He made that really horrible Blood Rain movie that, like, didn't get released. Really?
I didn't remember, actually.
Okay, well, he made...
I didn't go see it.
Well, he made a Blood Rain movie that, like, got... that made, like, some really small amount of money that was kind of ridiculous. Apparently, he's making a sequel. He's, like, strong-armed some movie studio into making a sequel to Blood Rain. I can't believe this.
Did he literally strong-arm them?
No, I mean...
I'm sure he could. I mean, he's already done it 5 times.
He's teaming up again with Bright Light Pictures, which were responsible for the release of House of the Dead and Alone in the Dark.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes sense. Because House of the Dead and Alone in the Dark, despite getting terrible reviews and all, you know, the fans of the games trashing them, apparently made the investors in those movies quite a lot of money. So that studio probably is looking forward to working with him.
Oh, Vable.
I don't know. I understand he's a pretty good businessman.
He's also a pretty good boxer.
Yeah.
Punch my lights out.
Low tax from something awful. Agrees.
Yeah. There is some interesting news, too. Speaking of video game movies, the Castlevania movie.
Mm-hmm.
They're making a Castlevania movie, and it's being directed by Paul Anderson, who directed Alien vs. Predator and the first Resident Evil.
Oh. Okay.
So,
you know, I haven't seen those, but all right.
Yeah. So, Castlevania movie being directed by him, which is pretty interesting. And finally, before we get to the really interesting stuff, Rockstar Games is going to release a trilogy of Grand Theft Auto games for the PlayStation 2. In fact, the game is called Grand Theft Auto, the Trilogy. Comes out on December 4th, and it will feature Grand Theft Auto 3, Grand Theft Auto Vice City, and Grand Theft Auto San Andreas, all in one price-friendly package.
So that's cool. There's a Resident Evil package like that for the GameCube right now.
Yes, there is. I forget what it's called. It's Resident Evil...
Oh, I'd figured it's that pack with three Resident Evil
games. Yeah, it comes with Resident Evil 0, Resident Evil
1,
the remake, and Resident Evil
4.
4, yes. Yeah. And that one is also price-friendly as well.
Yeah, it is.
And so if you don't own those games for the GameCube, you can pick that one up as well.
I had no idea that was coming out. I just saw it the other day at GameStop. Like, whoa.
Yeah, there wasn't a lot of press for it because the GameCube's kind of like a dead system.
People keep saying that. I don't know. My friends still play on it all the time. It just doesn't get it a whole lot of new games, new big stuff.
Doesn't really get any new stuff.
Yeah, that's true.
And also, I forgot to mention, I mentioned it at the top of the show, Peter Jackson and Microsoft suspended the pre-production on the Halo film after... What happened was, back a couple weeks ago, Fox and Universal Studios backed out of co-financing the movie because Microsoft, they couldn't agree to a financial model for how the profits were to be divided up. So they backed out, and Microsoft was like, oh, that's okay, we'll find some other distributor who will be willing to distribute the movie for us. Well, they couldn't. And so 2 weeks later, Microsoft and Peter Jackson, who's the executive producer, you may know him from Lord of the Rings, they said that the pre-production has been halted until they can find a new film distributor.
Okay, well, you know, they take their time with something like that. I'm sure it will be fine.
We'll have to wait a little longer to see Master Chief make his big screen debut.
Yeah. Or you just play Halo on a theater screen.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much. You could. Everything would be all shiny.
That would be nice.
I was thinking the other day about the graphical upgrade between Halo and Halo 2, and really there is no graphical upgrade. The only thing is that they made the textures really shiny. Did you ever notice that?
You know, I haven't played Halo 2 much. Okay. So,
It's just very striking. You play Halo 1, you're like, wow, these graphics are awesome. Then you play Halo 2, you're like, wow, these graphics are awesome. Wait a second, they're the same, except shiny.
Well, they threw another lighting model on top of it or something.
Exactly. Okay. Something like that. And people's skin seems unnaturally, slick all the time.
Hmm.
But anyways, that's neither here nor there. When we come back, we've got some interesting stories, as well as some final thoughts from me about Final Fantasy XII, and just exactly how many copies of Final Fantasy XII were shipped out by Square Enix last week. So stick around. In the meantime, oh yeah, and when we come back, Dave, Guitar Hero 2,
woo,
up the wazoo. You got a full impressions for everyone out there who's just dying to hear about should they rock out with this new installment.
That's right. Up the wazoo.
Speaking of rocking out, here's a remix by Goat called Stained Glass Filth from Castlevania 3. We'll be right back. You're listening to Press Start on KCPR, San Luis Obispo, 91.3 FM. Don't forget, you can download this show off the internet, pressstart.thefighting.org. You can post comments and just, you know, general feedback, things like that. You can subscribe to the show, as I mentioned, and have it download automatically with the power of magic.
The internet is powered by magic.
It is. So go ahead and check that out. Also, if you want to email the show, once again, pressstartkcpr@gmail.com. So before we went to the music break, I was talking about Stefan Eriksson. Remember him? The guy? Crashed
I do
a Ferrari.
Remember him.
So he pleaded not guilty to all those charges that he was charged with. And November 3rd, which was last week, a mistrial was declared. The jury, 10-2. 10-2. 10 thought he was guilty. 2 thought he was not guilty. And so he, the trial, hung jury, mistrial, he got off.
Wow.
So I believe those two jurors were probably part of the Swedish mafia.
Yeah.
And they threatened to break everyone else's kneecaps.
Was the trial in Sweden?
No, the trial was in Malibu, I believe.
Oh, wow.
But the prosecution's going to retry the case.
Okay.
And this, with a whole new jury. So let's see how much money Eriksson has to hold out. You know, how many mistrials can he afford to spend? Just how many jurors can he afford to bribe to get mistrials? Mm-hmm. Eventually the money will run out, and then he will be convicted, perhaps.
They should take him to somewhere, you know, warm and tropical to, you know, see if they can mess with him. He's probably used to the frozen north. He'll crack eventually. Actually, maybe that's why he crashed the Ferrari.
Because it was too warm in Malibu?
Yeah.
It didn't have anything to do with the fact that he was driving 100 miles an hour on a two-lane highway or anything.
No, with a gun in his car, drunk.
Yeah. No, it didn't have anything to do with that. Probably just because it was too warm, right?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, probably. And by the way, I was joking about the bribing of the jurors. Although, you know, he's a, you know.
I don't think anybody will take anything we say about that case seriously, to
no,
be honest.
No, not anymore. Not anymore. It's just quite funny. And the Gizmondo is such an afterthought in this whole mess.
Oh, I know. Oh, those things actually did get produced, right?
I never saw one.
Oh, okay.
So I'm not sure.
I thought they would be fun. I wanted one. Not for $400, I didn't, but, you know, in theory.
Good thing you didn't give him the money, because it would.
Oh, yeah.
That money would turn around and go right to bribing those jurors. You would be paying to circumvent the legal system. What?
Give him Gizmondos. Those two jurors are like the hardcore gamers, and they're like, here, you can have this system that nobody else has.
And you don't even have to watch the ads.
Yeah.
All right, and other news, Final Fantasy XII. I've been playing it all week. It's wonderful and incredible, and the music. Last week I said I would talk about the music this week. Music is very understated. There's no battle theme, per se, anymore for Final Fantasy. Huge departure, once again, that's sort of the theme. But the music of the dungeon kind of has different chord progressions when you get into a battle and sort of dynamic. It changes based on the situation. But the music's all fairly good. It's very understated, so there's not any, like, standout tunes, but it's good for what the areas you're in, and
Yeah, it's atmosphere. It's not like
atmospheric.
Yes. It's not like the other Final Fantasy games where it was like, check out this music.
Exactly.
And it was just, you know, every bit of the game was, you know, trying to be awesome in its own right. And now they're complementing each other.
Yeah, it's very atmospheric. That was a good way to put it. And the rest of the gameplay is just unbelievably good. I got party members now, and I spent 3 hours the other day playing it. Just it went by like so quickly, and I could not believe it. This game makes time fly. It's just so fun. Everything you do, fighting, crawling the dungeons. The story is absolutely phenomenal. The writing, Matsuno did a spectacular job. I just have to reiterate. The story is so good. I'm about 20 hours into the game. Story is unbelievable, and the characters and the voice acting is top-notch. Best I've ever seen in an RPG, and one of the best I've seen in a video game. And the most important thing that stuck out to me, the seamless integration between narrative and gameplay is so smoothly put together. It all feels like one cohesive unit, and it's just marvelous and wonderful how seamless it is.
Good, good, good.
Go out and get Final Fantasy XII if you have a PS2. It's great. I didn't think anything could top Okami, but this is somehow better, and you deserve
better than Okami, huh?
You deserve to play it.
All
it's
right.
Ridiculously good. I love it as an RPG. I love the new direction the series is taking for Final Fantasy, so highly recommended for me. And it's, you know, Square Enix making a fair bit of change off of this game. Last week, they shipped. Now, this is not sold, but it might as well be sold because to Square Enix. They shipped 1.5 million copies of Final Fantasy XII to stores around the country.
That's a lot of copies.
That is a lot of copies.
Approaching Halo levels.
Oh, yeah. Unbelievable. 1.5 million copies of Final Fantasy XII. And a lot of those probably sold. Square Enix just... They have a freaking...
Oh, that's just in America, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, that's just America. They have a cash machine with this thing. Final Fantasy X... People are comparing it to Final Fantasy X because Final Fantasy X sold really well. I think it was like Final Fantasy X was one of the was the second best-selling Final Fantasy after 7. Don't quote me on that, but I think that's what
actually
it was.
I heard that same figure.
Okay, so Final Fantasy X. But see, here's the thing: Final Fantasy X came out at the end of 2001, beginning of 2002, in there. So the PS2 didn't have a huge user base yet. You know, there weren't as many PS2s. Now PS2 is the most widely circulated game system of the current generation, and here's FF12. So the potential for being even higher than FF10 is there. So we'll see how that shapes up, and I will get sales figures as soon as they're made available to report and see how well this game did.
How's it doing in Japan?
Japan, it is doing quite well. Quite well, I must say.
Even better than here?
Let's see. FF12 sold in the first couple of days there 1.7 million copies.
Oh, so they've already sold more than we've shipped.
Well, the game came out in March in Japan.
Oh, okay.
So they're way ahead of us. They got a couple month head start, but it's possible. I think the only game that Final Fantasy game that sold better in the U.S. than in Japan was Final Fantasy I, the very first one on the NES. I think that was.
Oh, really?
I think so.
Huh.
So this has the potential to do that. We'll see what happens.
Sounds good.
All right. So I've done my little thing now, Dave. I understand Guitar Hero 2. You picked it up.
Yeah. So I picked it up yesterday. Turned in my pre-order. So, at the local Best Buy, apparently, if you bought Guitar Hero 2, they give you Wayne's World.
The movie?
Yeah. So I walked out with a copy of the game and a copy of Wayne's World that I had no idea I was going to own. So, that was fun. So I eagerly came home and tore into the packaging, and I was...
Of Wayne's World?
No. Wayne's World is still sealed. I've been playing Guitar Hero.
Okay.
The new Guitar Hero 2 bundles that came with the controller have one of the new guitars in them. It's red. It's not the cherry red that Red Octane was selling on their site, but it's close. But it's one of the new production run of guitars. They haven't made a whole lot of noise about this, but I'm kind of a fiend about this sort of thing, so I paid a lot of attention to them, and I believe I've identified 3 different production runs of guitars that got steadily better. So the newest one has very tight, you know, not squeaky, terrible switches up in the neck, and it makes the game, I think, a little bit easier to play simply because you can move your fingers just a hair faster with less pressure, and you know, it doesn't make as much noise, but makes me happy. Now, don't get me wrong, I have my other guitars from the very first run, and I love it. It still works wonderfully, so you pretty much can't lose. But I was very happy to see that my personal favorite of the guitars that have been produced was the one that came in my package. So yahoo! So anyway, I ripped into this game. And for those of you who've played the first one, it's more or less the same game. You still get, in career mode, you still get 5 songs per venue, I guess. But now there's 4 that you are originally given. If you get enough points on those, they ask you for an encore. So the encore songs are usually the louder, more energetic songs of the list. For example, they had Sweet Child of Mine was one, as was Carry On My Wayward Son. Both really fun songs to play. And I found there were a few other, little things hidden in there for the nerds who pay attention to this sort of thing. There was a Spinal Tap song, Tonight I'm Gonna Rock You Tonight, which is a wonderfully fun song. It's a song they're playing near the end of the movie where the drummer explodes, I believe.
The drummer explodes?
Yeah, if you've seen Spinal Tap. Okay, there's this running joke about how all the drummers always, they've gone through a million drummers because they keep dying. At the end of this song, the drummer catches fire and explodes. And lo and behold, at the end of the song playing Guitar Hero, the camera cuts over to the drummer, who explodes. I'm just thinking, they had fun making this.
Nice touch.
So, I think Freebird is one of the encore songs. And there's the Trogdor song, and there's a Death Clock song in there, too, for anybody who watches Metalocalypse, which is a wonderful, wonderful show. So,
how are the new songs?
I like the new songs. I mean, it's kind of like the last game. They got several different genres represented. They got several different kinds of music. There are some slower songs. There are some much, much louder, more technical songs. And it's I think it's a really good spread. Once again, there's a freeze pop song. Though, that song's kind of weird. When you play that, you're getting electronic noises. You're not getting guitar sounds. But strangely, it still kind of works. And I think the reason for this is this gets into what I was talking about beforehand, where I said, oh, no, I'm going to talk about this during Guitar Hero. You may all remember the hammer-ons and pull-offs. When you're playing a real guitar, you can, you know, you can pluck the string and then you can press your finger down onto the frets or pull it right off and get another tone out of it. Well, the game has emulated this. And in Guitar Hero 2, they made it just a little bit easier. The window to do them is wider. So you can strum and then take your hand completely off the strum bar and have a pretty good chance to just, you know, use your left hand and play the next sequence of notes. This, of course, makes the game easier, which some of you might be sad about, but I think it makes it more fun. So there's kind of a trend, like we were talking about with Meteos. A game can get easier, but more interesting because of it. That's what I think Guitar Hero 2 has pulled off. The songs themselves, the actual notes you have to hit, are more complicated now, though. So there's plenty to keep you working for some time.
So on the whole, would you say it's easier or harder?
Gosh, on the whole, I'd say it's an easier game to learn, and it's more about just straight rocking out and less technical playing. So I think it's a blast. I absolutely love this game, and both the unlockables and the original songs are all providing no shortage of fun.
Have you played co-op mode yet?
I played co-op on the demo. I haven't played it on the game itself, because I played most of this while my roommates weren't home. But the co-op mode is, well, it's just like playing single player, but now there's two of you. Now that you're playing separate parts, you're not playing the exact same notes, which is great, so you can both play the entire time. And you have you have to do star power at the same time.
So really?
You share a combo meter, you share a health bar, and you share points, and you share star power. So you both have to tilt the guitars at the same time. And if one of you doesn't do it while the other's going through a really difficult section, you'll both fail. Ah, ha, 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 ha.
Teamwork!
Yeah. Actually, in my opinion, when you get to the expert stages, the co-op is actually a lot harder than the first game was. So, and I think a lot harder than the second game is. So that's a good challenge. Sure, you can do everything on your own. See if you can do it with a friend of yours.
That's nice that they made co-op mode even more challenging. It's sort of another dimension to the game. Opens up.
Yeah, it's another dimension. It's a new way to play the same songs. And it's different steps. I played too much DDR back in the day. It's different notes that you have to hit, different finger positions, because, you know, now you're playing rhythm or bass in addition to lead. So you can't just memorize it and go through. You can't memorize the single player one and then jump into multiplayer. You have to memorize the multiplayer ones. And you can each select your own difficulty, though. So if you're on expert and your friend's on basic, you can do that. You don't have to scale it down.
Better, so, yeah. Better or worse or the same than Guitar Hero 1?
Better. It is a better game, and overall, I would recommend the second one to people. I like the hammer-on pull-off system. I like the new venues and backgrounds. There's a lot more little subtle inside jokes. And that's the last thing I wanted to touch on. You know how I always complain about lag, HDTV latency, and things like that?
Yes.
This game included a lag offset. You can sit there, you can go into the options menu, and you can strum your guitar in time to what you see on the TV, and it'll tell you how many milliseconds off of what it's supposed to be it is. And it'll adjust the whole game so it reflects properly on your screen.
That
is awesome.
Is great, especially for music games.
Seriously. I did not think they were going to do that. Just, I hadn't seen anyone do it before. So that's wonderful. Thank you, Harmonix. That really made it. That just solidified this. There's pretty much nobody I can't recommend this game to. Sure, there will be people who won't like it. Some people don't like music games, but it's just one of those games that I think I would happily show off to any of my friends. Say, yeah, this is one of my favorite games. So good times.
Excellent stuff. Comes with the Dave Hampton seal of approval.
That's right. Guitar this game Hero gets the 2. Dave Award.
The Dave Award.
If you like frequency or amplitude, you may find yourself liking this game. That hammer-ons and pull-offs thing. If you do it right, it feels a lot like playing those games.
I love frequency and amplitude.
I love frequency too. And they all have freeze pop songs. I mean, heck, that's why that freeze pop song that doesn't have any guitars in it still worked okay on the guitar controller.
Excellent. So, yeah. Excellent stuff.
Good stuff.
Excellent.
Good
stuff.
Job, Harmonix. Good job, Red Octane. You all rock.
All right. So we're going to take one last music break. Give you a chance to go call and make sure that some retailer can hold Guitar Hero 2 for you after that nice review we've got. And when we come back, we'll be talking about Tomonobu Itagaki. And before we end the show, there's some interesting things that happened to him. In any case, here's a song off the Chrono Symphonic remix project called Darkness Dueling by Lunar Heart. We'll be right back. Darkness Dueling by Lunar Heart off Chrono Symphonic, the remix project. This is Press Start on KCPR, San Luis Obispo, 91.3 FM. So this is like the funniest thing all week, this Tomonobu Itagaki story. Tomonobu Itagaki, creator of the Dead or Alive series, head of Team Ninja over at Tecmo. You know, he's like sort of this Japanese like rock star looking guy. He wears sunglasses all the time. He has like long hair.
Makes great games, but I understand he does it entirely under the influence.
Yeah. He's a weird guy. He's a very bizarre guy. Well, anyways, he got into some trouble over in Japan. He's getting sued for 10 million yen, which is like $3 or $4 in American currency. But no, it's more
than
that.
We can look up the real exchange.
Yeah, it's more than that. But 10 million yen, it's you know, kind of a lot of money. And so this all of what happened to him, this happened 3 years ago, but it's just now coming out into the light. Apparently, 3 years ago, he was at this karaoke party, allegedly, and he was there. He was at this karaoke party, allegedly, and this woman who was there, who does public relations for Tecmo, and allegedly, Itagaki asked her if she was married, and then allegedly kissed her against her will and touched her inappropriately.
Oh, so you mean the guy who made Dead or Alive is a pervert?
Allegedly. He's an alleged pervert.
Oh, no.
The guy. Perhaps. Who knows what happened?
I guess he's getting what's coming.
Maybe. So then she also claims that Itagaki made frequent unwanted advances on her over the next couple of years. Sometimes allegedly locking them, both of them, into an office.
What?
And visit her in hotels under, you know, under the, it, like, saying, oh, I'm here for business. Allegedly. That's what she says.
Business.
Business. Company business.
Wow.
Company business. So she went to Tecmo about it. They told her, hey, just handle it yourself. We don't, you know, we're not gonna do anything.
Man, that would
this.
Never fly over here.
No, it would not. And so she didn't go to work for a while. She got counseling from the company. And now she's suing Itagaki. And Itagaki himself said that he admitted to kissing her instead, but he said that everything they did was consensual. And, you know, not...
She said no, but she meant yes.
Well, Mia, who knows what happened?
Well, I know he didn't say that. He said it in Japanese.
Of course. But who knows what really happened? But he says consensual, she says it's not. So he's getting sued for 10 million yen, and it just so happens, oh, I don't know, little side note, Itagaki's married and has kids.
Ooh.
Ooh. This is like the Japanese version of the Kobe Bryant scandal. It's like what it is.
Wow.
Yeah.
Poor Itagaki. Push it too far. It seems like every time we hear one of these stories about somebody crashing like that, it's just because they pushed it too far. Stefan Eriksson, you know, with his Ferrari and all his crazies.
But I think, you know, you may have a point. You know, Itagaki makes games where, you know, hot female martial arts masters beat the tar out of each other.
You know, it's fantasy because it defies the laws of physics.
in a lot of ways. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Wink, nudge. Wow.
Stick around for the post show coming up. If you're listening to this via our website, pressstart.thefighting.org, our podcast. If you're listening via that, after the close of the show today, we'll have the post show. We're going to have something really funny relating to this story that I'm eagerly looking forward to presenting to all the listeners out there.
Made me laugh.
So stick around for that. Post show comes up right after the end of this broadcast. But before we get to the end of this broadcast, we didn't give the DS any love, or the PSP.
No, we really didn't, did we? Well, we talked about Meteos.
We talked about Luminous 2. And
so, Q Entertainment games.
Yeah, yeah.
Those were our love.
Every Extend Extra is also out for the PlayStation Portable.
Oh, yeah.
And Killzone Liberation.
My roommate almost bought that.
Yeah, it's like this weird isometric real-time strategy game now. It's not like a first-person shooter, and it's very interesting. It's very cool.
But on the DS, use the stylus to drag out where exactly the kill zone is.
Well, I think Sony might have a problem, or Nintendo might have a problem that Sony's making games for the DS. that
wow.
I don't.
I didn't even realize. You're right. That is a Sony game.
It is a Sony game. I don't know. But for the DS, we were talking, you know, Guitar Hero. It's all great and fine, but you have this huge, you know, huge plastic guitar, and it's tethered to your PS2, which in turn is tethered to your TV, and you can't leave your living room. There's a portable
option. You could build a backpack that has a PS2 and a TV in front. Do you remember that old ad for those Tiger Electronic games?
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could build a backpack.
Let's build one of those.
That is a feasible, well, it's possible. But, you know, in case you don't want to, I don't know, haul all that around, there is a portable option for you for the Nintendo DS. It involves three guys wearing black suits and sunglasses who just also happen to be great dancers.
And oh, I know this game.
It's called Elite Beat Agents, that's right. That came out today.
The music game on November 7th that isn't Guitar Hero.
Yes, Elite Beat Agents is the sequel, sort of, to Osu Tatake Wenden, which was released in Japan. It was about male cheerleaders. Well, this one is not about male cheerleaders, Elite Beat Agents, but it's about the Elite Beat Agents, who are musical secret agents. And
they're basically cheerleaders.
Yeah, yeah, kind of. But the game is getting great reviews. I believe it got a 9.5 out of 10 on IGN.com. So
you hear that? It's as good as Gears of War.
Yes. And next week, we will have some impressions of Elite Beat Agents.
Agents of War.
There
I'd
you
love
go.
To see game crossovers
Elite
like
Beat
that.
Elite Beat Agents
seriously.
Of War. I like that. I
better
like
do that when the Wii comes out, is mix all these DS games in with Wii games like that.
I like that, yeah. Elite Beat Agents of War. It could be like a real-time strategy, M-rated,
go,
bloody
go,
gory.
Kill the bugs. Hit them with your gun, chainsaw.
That's an option. We'll have a review of that next week. And, the other thing I want to mention is if you want to check out my video review of God Hand.
Oh, yeah?
PS2. It's up on GamesAreFun.com. It was the latest episode of Gaff TV.
I'll check that out.
Yeah,
cool.
I did the narration for it, so you might want to check it out. Thanks to Richard Brownell for giving me that opportunity, editor-in-chief of GamesAreFun.com. Fun game, God Hand. Very hard now. I'm at the end, but what can you do?
You can win.
Yes. Now, upcoming games...
You need the Elite Beat Agents to pump you up.
I need the Elite Beat Agents just for everything.
Yeah, have them follow you around.
That'd be nice.
Tests and things like that.
They would solve all my problems to a great musical melody. The other upcoming DS games, since we're giving the DS some love right now, Yoshi's Island DS comes out next week. As does, this is not for the DS, for the Game Boy Advance, Yggdre Union comes out next Wednesday, which is sort of the pseudo-sequel to Riviera, the Promised Land, and that's going to be great.
Excellent.
And Metal Slug Anthology for the PS2, and it's also coming out for the Wii. Next week on the show, Gears of War, Elite Beat Agents, Wii and PS3 coverage. Everything you could possibly want. This is the most, as I said, most important 10 days, arguably, in gaming history. So we will have everything for you. It's going to be a blowout. It's going to be PS3 and Wii and everything. It's all of the season's just most exciting products. So it's going to be great. Check it out. Wednesday, 10 a.m., press start on KCPR. Thank you for listening this morning.
Is that about it?
That's about it.
All right.
Thanks for listening. Go check out Guitar Hero 2, Final Fantasy 12, all that good stuff. And send us an email if you want. PressStartKCPR@gmail.com. We'll see you next week. He's Dave. I'm Justin. Game over. There will be no bathroom surprise. This is the Press Start Post Show. If you are listening via the podcast, our download, pressstart.thefighting.org. How are you, Dave?
I'm doing pretty
well. How are you after the show? Are you okay now? Are you, like, recovering from your hangover showed up with today?
I didn't have a hangover, per se, because I always drink a lot of water when I drink a lot of alcohol. But I did wake up feeling a little tipsy, and it hasn't really gone away yet, so
I'm just happy the show went smoothly. There were no naked antics.
I went out of my way to make sure the show went smoothly.
There was no bathroom surprise.
No asshole physics.
None of that. So I still
feel bad about that.
I applaud you. Yay. I applaud you. Good job.
I'm such a good citizen.
Thank you. I mean, yeah, thank you. Thank you, Dave, for being such
you're
a good
welcome.
Citizen. Yeah. So I mentioned we were talking about Tomonobu Itagaki. And you were nice enough to send me this little email with this letter you found. I guess it's from Something Awful?
So, yeah, I found this on the Something Awful forums. It's a translation of the Zack Zack article that originally reported all of this.
Right.
And I have no idea who did the translation. It could have been the guy who posted the post. It could have been the guy who, you know, it could have been something on Zack Zack. It could have been the guy on IGN. I have no idea. So this is totally, you know, an uncreditable source. But it made me giggle.
All right, let's read this. Here is the original article from Zack Zack from Japan, translated, it appears to me, through Babelfish or some other internet translation program.
Something like that.
But here we go. This is the story as Zack Zack reported it. By talent's likeness of Miho Yabe, the former employee known as Beauty Public Relations, charge tells like this within the industry. DOA Volleyball and Beautiful CG and the Breast of the Beauty under Grapple Shakes is also very popular.
If you'd made the game based off of this description, I think it would probably be just like what everybody jokes about Dead or Alive being.
After a diner with Mr. Itagakibi, the management, a super major IT company, and the talk of a magazine, since the house was this direction, the former employee with whom the karaoke of a secondary meeting also sat took the taxi together with Mr. Itagaki at midnight. Mr. Itagaki, in the car, it is, but you are married, if it clings addressing and saying, I like you. A former employee's jaw will be pressed down with the right hand. A lip will be taken forcibly, and it will say, it has put into a tongue, into a mouth. Mr. Itagaki is the married man who also has a children.
It sounds like some sort of, you know, intoxicated radio play being read backwards or perhaps sideways.
Although Mr. Itagaki touched the breast, the waist, etc. of the ex-employee, if the strong man Mr. Itagaki is offended, comrades, although I was perplexed in like and the body also shrank in fear somehow, it is useless. It resists saying, please stop, and it is said that the body was pulled apart.
Comrades.
Although he was going to say, shall we go? And was going to the hotel forcibly when Mr. Itagaki had held a former employee's wrist, even after getting out of a taxi, it is said that it gave up since the former employee was on the verge of tears and resisted. Mr. Itagaki repeated the act of shutting the key of a drawing room and clinging to a former employee also after that. If it is pretended work and the room of the former employee of a hotel is visited when it participates in the convention of the game industry in the US, it will be said that it clung from back and pressed for the relation forcibly in May last year. He claims it was love after consent, admitting that Mr. Itagaki gave a kiss, etc. to in-house investigation.
I wish I could draw so that I could animate this exactly as described.
That is quite possibly the greatest thing I have ever read.
I just, you know, Itagaki sitting there with some lady in the back of a taxi with one of those Russian, you know, floppy-eared hats going, comrades! And the investigation team comes in and he just starts smooching them.
Yeah, I know. He's like, what? The Japanese, like, police are there and Itagaki just, like, makes out with them furiously against the wall, like...
Wow.
It sounds to me a lot, even though this is, like, just utter... And, you
it's
know,
basically
nothing
gibberish.
It sounds like this happened at E3 last year. It sounds like it happened in America, based on what I'm reading here. It sounds like it happened at E3 and in May when they were here from Japan. And it sounds like in her hotel room, he allegedly went in there and maybe like did some naughty business with her. So that's
Itagaki, you failed.
That's very interesting. Too bad I didn't know about this like when it happened. Otherwise, I could have broke the news.
Seriously, though, if you knew about this when it happened,
I would have known which Motel 6 to go to. Just follow the Japanese guy wearing sunglasses.
Dude, he'd start making out with you. He'd be like, oh no, the investigation, comrades!
Kiss. The benefits of making out with Tomonobu Itagaki.
None.
There are no benefits, but...
a million infectious diseases.
Being able to say that he did, I think, is a pretty big... I mean, who else on Earth, aside from this Tecmo PR lady and his wife, could say that they made out with Tomonobu Itagaki?
It's not something I really aspire to, you know?
Yeah.
So I understand he was demoted at Tecmo, but only in name.
Yeah, yeah, Tecmo was like, oh, bad man, slap on the wrist. You are no longer your position, but you're still going to do all of the same duties that your position entailed. You're still the boss, but we're not going to call you the boss.
yeah.
kind of what happened.
Serious.
So.
I don't know. I hope that doesn't mess up their games, though. They, those were some pretty fun games. The Dead or Alive games were a lot of fun. The Ninja Gaiden was great.
Maybe in the next DOA Extreme Beach Volleyball, you'll be able to, like, make out with an investigation team in the hotel or something.
So sneaking up on Itagaki in his hotel room and not getting smooched by him should be an add-on downloadable for a Sneak King when that comes out.
Speaking of Sneak King, did you see the trailer?
Yeah, I did.
The trailer is out. It's quite funny. Quite funny. I love the music they chose.
It comes out, what, the 19th?
19th for $3.99. Yeah, you can't beat that Sneak King.
I'm going to go get me one
$4.
Of those.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
It just makes me laugh too much. I actually kind of enjoy Burger King, too. So.
No, it's all right. All right.
Give me an excuse to go out there. This game.
Anything else, Dave? Anything you want to add to that wonderful, wonderful letter? The letter sounded like poetry. It was like this, like, really long, like, Shakespearean sonnet.
What I imagine being stoned would be like.
Just seeing the world in a completely bizarre place.
Yeah. Just, you know, that sort of, you know, wandering stream of consciousness.
Yeah, yeah. Mr. Itagaki is the married man who also has the
children. Can you imagine what the movie The Matrix would be like if they took all that computer code and ran it through Battlefish?
It would be like the third Matrix movie.
Yeah, fair enough. Touche.
Doomch, rim shot. All right. I think that's a fair note to leave on today.
All right.
So, Dave, thanks for coming to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me again.
Oh, yeah. We'll be back
as
next
always,
week. Here's the crazy stuff. Oh, yeah. We're going to play some games and email the show. Press start. KCBR@gmail.com.
Yeah, send me a score on Guitar Hero that you want me to beat, and I'll see if I can take you on.
Do it. Do it. That'll be great.
Come on, Chad. I'm talking to you. I know you rock at this game.
He's Dave. I'm Justin. We'll see you next week.